أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you already know, we are talking about the importance of promise. So far, we have quoted many verses from the Holy Quran to show how important it is to keep your promises. Lastly, we mentioned that to keep your promise is a sign of your religiosity. We mentioned the verse to prove this point of view. If you are a person who observes his duties and keeps his promises, then you are a religion person. You are a man of religiosity. You are a man of honesty. Otherwise, we cannot say that you are an honest person. We cannot say that you are a truthful person. Here are some traditions from the infallibles that emphasize on keeping promises. Let us now study these traditions and listen to these heavenly voices. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him and his progeny. He says, لا دين لمن لا عهد له. He who does not keep his promises is not a religious person. Look at this tradition. How short, how precise, and how meaningful it is. لا دين لمن لا عهد له. If a person does not keep his promises, if a person is used to breaking his promises, his pledges, his oaths, then he is not an honest person. He is not a religious person. Because everything has its own signs. Everything has its own indications. The sign of religiosity, the indicator of religiosity, is your promises. How much importance do you give to your promises? When you make an appointment with your friend, do you take it seriously? If you take it seriously, if you go on time, then it is a sign of your honesty. But if you don't take it seriously, if you take it one-handedly, then it is a symptom that shows that you underestimate religiosity. You underrate honesty. You do not give importance to these principles and items. So, according to the Holy Prophet, keeping promises is not merely a sign of honesty, but is equal to honesty. The Holy Prophet makes an emphasis here. He says it is equal to honesty. When you say something is the sign of something, then you give less importance to it. But when you make something equal to something else, then you give utmost importance to it. The Holy Prophet says, keeping promise, abiding by the requirement of promise is equal to honesty. It is equal to religiosity. The moment you are deprived of this quality, you will be deprived of religiosity. There is another tradition from Imam Ali, the immediate successor of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. What does he say about promise? Like the Holy Prophet, he emphasizes on keeping promise. ما أيقن بالله من لم يرع عهوده والزمامة. A person who does not keep his promises, a person who does not keep his oaths, according to Imam Ali, he does not believe in Allah. He does not believe in the hereafter. He does not believe in prophecy. And if he supposedly says that he is of the view that God exists, the Holy Prophet has been sent by God, and the resurrection day does exist, even if he says such kind of things, he will be counted as liar. We will not accept his words, because were he a faithful person, were he a truthful and honest person, he would have kept his promises. Look at the value Islam gives to promise. Look at the significance Islam gives to this moral principle. مَا يَقَنَ بِاللَّهِ. He does not believe in God. He is not sure about the existence of God. He is not certain about the existence of God, who does not keep his promises. The Holy Imam makes a link between your keeping your promises and your honesty and religiosity and your faith in God. One is the sign of another. One is an indicator of another. This tradition is found in Ghurar al-Hakam, page number 366. You can find it there. And let me now touch another verse from the Holy Quran that again emphasizes on keeping promises. This verse, which I am going to recite, is among the final verses that were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and are very much significant and value-laden. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil'uqood. O believers, O you who believe, awfu bil'uqood, keep your promises and be faithful to the contracts which you make. Don't think that contracts are something that are simple and that can be ignored easily. No. Contracts are important. Whenever you make a contract with any individual or with any institution or with any country, try to respect your contract. Try to respect your agreement. Whatever it is, try to respect it. أوفوا بالعقود. So now let us study this verse in a detailed detailed manner. Firstly, as I mentioned before, this verse, which is verse number 1 in chapter Maida, this verse is among the verses that were revealed to the Holy Prophet towards the end of his life. This verse is not among those verses that were revealed at the early period of Islam. So it is among the final verses. In it gives some general directions in regard with different issues. If we want to make use of a comparison here, we can compare the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, to a person who wants to go on a journey. A person, a traveler who wants to go on a journey. Before going on a journey, he makes certain directions. He tells his family what to do and what not to do. His advices and his recommendations are useful for his family and for his friends. Of course, before going on the journey, he has made clear many things. But while going on his journey, he emphasizes on what he has already said. Same is the case with the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Holy Prophet has talked about different things when he was in Mecca. Similarly, when he was in Medina, he talked about different issues. He talked about prayer. He talked about fasting. He talked about paying poor's rate. He talked about Hajj. He talked about enjoining the truth and forbidding falsehood and many other issues. He talked about different issues. And now that the Holy Prophet is going to pass away, he makes a general comment about all these issues. He says, "Awfu bil uqud." You must keep your promises. You have promised to offer prayer, then keep your promise. You have promised to pay the poor's rate, then pay the poor's rate. You have promised to go on Hajj pilgrimage if you happen to be a rich person. If you happen to be qualified, then go on Hajj pilgrimage. And you are supposed to fulfill all the promises which you have made. Awfu bil uqud. This awfu bil uqud is actually in relevance with all the issues that were told by the Holy Prophet previously. So this is one of the points that needs to be clarified. Another point that has to be made here is that here the verse talks about contract. It does not specifically talk about promise. So you might ask this question, what is the difference between promise, ahd, and contract or aqd? There are two terms, aqd and ahd, or promise and contract. Well, what is the relation between these two terms? As a matter of fact, you can say that promise is more general than contract, and contract is more particular than promise. Something that is a contract must be also a promise and can be a promise, but something that is a promise may not be sometimes a contract. A contract is supposed to be more solid than a promise. So anyway, when we talk about contract, in a way we talk also about promise. And contract could be an example of promise. When a person is supposed to keep his promise, he is also supposed to keep his contract. So contract also is linked with the issue of promise. The third point that has to be made here is that when we talk about contract, we do not talk about a specific sort of contract. Contracts are of different types. We have economical contracts, we have political contracts, we have military contracts, and we have familial or marital contracts, and different other types of contracts. When Islam says that you have to keep your promises, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says and tells us to observe all these contracts. He tells us to keep all these contracts and to respect all these contracts. If you make a contract with another country to export or import certain goods, then respect your contract. If you make, you can say, a military contract to buy certain items, then buy them. Or to sell certain items, then sell them. You must respect your contract. And if you make an agreement, for example, a ceasefire agreement, then you need to respect your agreement. If you violate the agreement, then from the Islamic point of view, you could be punished, you could be rebuked. So contracts are of different categories or of different kinds. Islam talks about keeping promises and about respecting contracts. We must respect all sorts of contracts. You see that here the verse uses the term al-uqud. Al-uqud is the plural form of aqd in Arabic. And it is actually the alif wa lam or the special letters or added to this term. When such a form of a word is used in Arabic language, it indicates that it is a general word and it has a general meaning. And it includes each and everything that falls within its scope. So when it talks about aqd or about contract, it includes all sorts of contracts, whether they are financial, military, or you can say economical, whatever. You have to observe your contract. Another point that has to be made, that sometimes you make contract by signing an agreement. There is a paper, you put your signature and you endorse it, and by doing so, you announce that you agree with such and such thing. And sometimes it happens that you do not follow this kind of procedure. Instead, you just nod your head or shake your head. And by doing this, you announce, and by making a gesture, you announce that you agree with certain things or disagree with it. If you happen that you announce your agreement with certain things by nodding your head, then according to Islam, it is also a kind of contract. And you are supposed to respect this contract. And that is why this is Imam Ali, peace be upon him, who says, إِذَا أَوْمَ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَوْ أَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ فَنَزَلَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ فِي أَمَان. If a Muslim makes a gesture to a politician or to a non-Muslim, and by doing this, he gives him refuge, then the Muslim authority, the Muslim government, is supposed to give refuge to that person and to protect him from all sort of dangers. What is the reason? The reason is that here a Muslim has taken upon himself to protect that person, and he is supposed to observe his promise and to keep his promise. Otherwise, he will be among those who have broken or who have broken their promises. So because of all these verses and because of all these traditions, we are supposed as Muslims to pay attention to the promises we make and to respect our promises. First of all, we must not give promises very easily. And if we happen to give a promise, then we must try to keep it, and we must try to abide by the requirement of our promises, be our promise with Allah the Almighty, or with our colleagues and fellows, or with our own self. Whatever promise we make with any one of these groups, we are supposed to observe our obligations and to keep our promises. Thank you very much, and that is all for this session.